弟兄姐妹平安。
May peace and joy be with our brothers and sisters.
今天是父亲节，所以我就选了一篇关于父亲的诗篇来跟大家思想。
So today is a Father's Day, so I particularly have chosen a psalm that related to how to be a godly father.
这是诗篇第103篇。
That is Psalm 103.
我们从第一节读完第十四节。
So we are going to read from verse 1 through verse 14.
我们一同来读。我们用自己的言语，你是讲国语的，就是国语；英语就是英语，广东话也可以。我们来读诗篇103篇第一到第十四节。好，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你有如因返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法旨，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。耶和华有怜悯，有恩惠，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也照样怜恤敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。这是最后讲到父亲怎么样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也照样怜恤那些敬畏他的人。
So here in verse 13, they talk about as the father has compassion for children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him.
我们先来了解一下诗人为什么写这篇诗篇。
So first of all, let us find out why the psalmist written a song such as this.
第一节就 说出来了。
So verse 1 talk about its purpose.
他说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is written me, bless his holy name.
凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
And he emphasized that all that is written me, bless his holy name.
就说他很希望，他对他的自己讲：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。”
So this is a thinking of the psalmist is talk to himself that we, that means I, have to bless the name of our Lord.
他对自己说：“我里面的凡我里面的都要称颂他的圣。”
And he even said that all that's written within me is within me, bless his holy name.
然后这个诗篇的最后一句也是这样说。
And then we come to the last verse of this psalm. It says,
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And it says, Oh, my heart, blessed be with you.
我不晓得你的信仰带给你的生命有怎么样的一个影响。
So we have to examine that how your belief, how your faith will bring influence into your life.
有没有一种踊跃的从内心里面一种称谢的那种欢喜快乐的一种感情呢？
So there's a very active and very dynamic emotion flowing out from your heart.
可能那个世人他觉得不够。
So maybe the psalmist thinking that this is still not enough.
所以他就对自己说你要这样。
So therefore he talked to himself, you ought to do this, you ought to do that.
然后他就做了一个很全面的一个描述。
And then he used a very comprehensive description of what his heart is thinking.
就是对父上帝的恩典的一个描述。
So it's a description of response to the grace of the Heavenly Father.
他透过他的思念对上帝的认识了解，然后让他里面能够踊跃起来。
So through his thought and his heart and flow out of it and the love and praise of his Lord.
这种称颂喜乐是一个基督徒一个最重要的一个属灵的品格，或者说一种内在的一种品格。
So this praise and joy is really an inner, innate character of a Christian.
我是从香港来的中国人。
So I'm a Chinese from Hong Kong.
来了几十年了。
And I've been here for several decades already.
我的感觉，香港的人，甚至香港的男性是很保守的。
So my feeling is that the Hong Kong people, especially the Hong Kong men, are very conservative.
我们很少很少表达自己。
So we not feel comfortable to express ourselves.
昨天我听一个从中国来的那个张伯利牧师，他讲出来的时候，我觉得原来中国大陆的男性也是一样的。
So yesterday I heard Zhang Boli's sermon. I found out even those men in mainland China, they are as conservative as the Hong Kong men.
他说他的爸爸从来不会讲我爱你三个字的。
So he told us that his father never uttered the three words.
他讲到爱的时候，他用那个来表现的，不用不讲爱这个字的。
The word love. Always use some that thing.
啊，原来的，我们都差不多。
So maybe we Chinese just like that.
但是这是不好的。
And to my mind, this is no good.
我觉得我们应该里面学习，尤其是我们已经在主里面的人，蒙上帝恩典的人呢，我们应该有一种踊跃的心灵。
So I believe that all have been redeemed by the grace of Jesus Christ should have this kind of positive dynamic expression of our love and praise.
能够公开的称颂、歌唱，甚至举手跳舞，用身体的语言来表达的那种
心。So we ought to use our body language, raise your hand or maybe jumping and dancing to express our inner joy.
不过这个对我来说是差很远，还要很多的学习。
And to me, it's a very difficult. I have a lot of things to learn in this area.
昨天我们早晨举办了一个癌症的病人，或者说康复者跟他的家属一起的一个聚会。
So yesterday we had a meeting and gathered together those who had recovered from cancer and their family members.And we join together and have some kind of communication. And some of them even in their sickness.
来了五六十人吧。
So amounts to about 50 or 60 people.
那其中有一个节目让我非常的感动的。
And in a meeting, there's a program or action that really moved my heart.
就是我们请来了一对夫妇。
That means.That I invited a couple.
他们在那里唱歌跳舞。
And they sang and they danced.
这那两个都是老师，都是跳舞唱歌的老师。
So these couple are both are dancing teachers.
当他们唱完跳完之后
，So after the singing and the dancing,
他就带领着会场里面一些人来跳。
And then he lead the people who attend the meeting to sing.And dance together.
啊，我就发觉了，里面就分开两班人。
So I found out the congregation is divided.
一班人呢，当老师叫他们，他就出来了。
So one group, when the when he was called for by the teacher, they came forth immediately.
大概有一半。
And it amounts to about half.
然后一半就坐在位置上。
And then another half, they just sit there without much.
这个也没有什么，都是人有不同的性格嘛。
So we know that everyone has a different personality.
最叫我感动的。
So the most that touched my heart.
就是我看见那些在墙上跳舞的人。
And are those group who was dancing and singing in the public.
跳得很开心的。
And they were filled with great joy.
你知道人跳舞跳得好了，这个真的叫人很开心的。
So you know that if you are really a good dancer, and you not only enjoy yourself, but causing people to enjoy with you too.
我看见他们的时候，我很羡慕他们。
So I admire this group of people.
他们的身体的语言，各方面。
So the body language,
加上音乐。
Every movement and coordinated with the music.
你要知道，他们都是癌症病人啊。
So you have to know that those people are under the infliction of cancer.
癌症的病人的家属啊。
And either the sick people or the sick one's family member. And of course, there are some have been healed and in the process of recovery.
我的感觉就是很不同。
And my feeling is totally different.
平常看见他们就没有什么的。
So in the ordinary days, I saw them and don't have any feeling.
来摆动身体来跳的时候是很自然、很优美的、很喜乐的一种情况。
But as they came out and swayed the body from side to side and singing loud, raising their hand, and this is a very beautiful scene.
假如我能够重新再来，从年轻再手再活一次啊，我一定学他们。
So if I were to live my youth once more again.I must learn from them.
我觉得既然要活，就活得精彩一点。
So as long as I had to live, so why not live in a more exciting manner?
虽然我的内心还不错。
And I know that inner thinking is good.
但是我的感觉，我这还很拘束，很局促啊，没有
这种开放的感觉。So even inside my heart, I feel very joyful, but I cannot just put myself into action and to express it in public.
这篇诗篇的作者
，and the psalmist of Psalm 103，
大概他也有差不多的情况。
So maybe he has a similar feeling as I did.
他对自己的心说话。
So therefore he talked to himself, talked to his own heart.
有时候我们都应该要对自己讲话的。
And sometimes we have to learn how to talk to yourself.
你知道吗？有时候别人跟我们讲话，我们听不进去的。
Sometimes when people talk to you and you listen with a deaf ear.
父母跟我们讲话也听不进去。
So when parents talk to you, you ignore them.
既然这样呢，我们就应该常常对自己讲话。
So if that's the case for you, then you ought to speak to yourself more frequently.
那我们现在来看看那个作诗的人，他怎么样来对自己讲话。
So let's look at how this psalmist talked to himself.
他讲话的内容。
So what is the content of his soliloquy?
有一个很重要的一个方向，一个主题。
So his talk is not random, but have a direction.
那就是上帝的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
他的信仰的内容。
It's a very content of his faith.
今天呢，我就想跟大家好好来有七点哈。我很快，每一点都很快讲完。不过呢，我希望大家能够抓住里面的那个重点。
So today I would like to select seven points and briefly and talk to you about the content of our faith.
诗篇所形容的是世人的信仰，也是我们的信仰。
So the psalmist's faith is also our faith.
我们来学习。接受完全接受这个信仰，让我们的生命能够踊跃起来。
So let's learn completely and this faith, so that our life will become more fulfilled.
虽然我们不一定懂得跳舞
，even though not everyone know how to dance，
最少我们的心里面是舞动的，是踊跃的。
But at least our heart has to be active. Our heart has to be with a livelihood.
我们先来看第三节。
So let's focus on verse 3.
这里说他赦免了你的一切罪孽。
And it says, who forgives all your iniquities.
他这里讲到上帝的赦免。
And the word who refers to God.
赦免他的罪孽。
God's forgiveness or our iniquity.
很多人我希望你们不是这样，不过很多人呢、啊、一生都被某一些罪恶过去的过犯亏欠所压制的。
So I hope you are not one of them. But many people in their whole lifetime was convicted by their iniquity.
也是被罪恶所控制的。
And also condemned by their conscience.
罪是个事实，无可否认的。
Sin is a reality. We cannot deny it.
我们看见很多的伤痛，很多的破坏，我们就知道罪确实是存在过。
So many, many sufferings and many harms are really the consequence of our sins.
而且是继续的存在。
And then it continues to exist in our lifetime.
好像我们走过一个地方，看见很多人躺在地上受伤，看见很多烽火，很多 房子都被焚烧了，我们就知道这个地方曾经打过仗了。
So, especially when you walk through a war zone, you see the people, the body are lying down, the buildings are collapsing, and you know the battle had happened here.
当我们看见人类很多的眼泪、很多的愁苦、很多的冲突、人际的关系那么紧张，我们就知道有罪在人类当中，在我们当中。
So when we see tears, struggles, and bitterness, and sins, and suffering, we know sin is a reality.
所以造成很多的破坏。
So it causing a lot of havoc.
你知道我们每个人都很喜欢笑的，是不是？
So you know everyone want to laugh, right?
我们很喜欢看见人笑的。
And we also like to watch other people smile.
像现在我的孙子两个多月前出生，他在不懂得笑，都没有表情的。
So I have a grandson, right?
Grandson,
and a 2 month old, and she's is still too young to express himself.
所以他人家笑的时候，我们就高兴的不得了了。
So when he demonstrate his smile, with the whole family is overjoyed.
听说他两个月。里面都看不见东西，所以他不懂得看见你的笑，他跟着你笑的。
So I was told the baby within the first 2 months, their eyesight is very poor. Even you laugh at him, and he doesn't realize.
啊，过了两个多月，他开始笑了。
So after 2 months, he begins to laugh.
我们都很喜欢，很高兴。
And then we are overjoyed.
感谢上帝创造我们是懂得笑的。
So I give thanks to God that He created us who know how to express ourselves self-enjoy.
但是你知道，不是每一个笑脸都是可爱的。
But I have to tell you that not every smiling face is lovable.
有罪被罪控制的那种笑就不好，不好。
So those laugh or smile is contaminated by sin are not a good one.
你知道有些人是笑里藏刀的。
So do you know the Chinese saying that? Your, behind your smile, there's a sword.
有些是笑得很阴险的。
And then there's some smile with a shrewdness.
这个所以呢，这个很好的东西，当有罪了，就被破坏了。
So no matter how good it is, if it is contaminated by sin, it becomes polluted.
罪一直的抓住世界的人。
Because the sin constantly take hold of the human race.
很多很多的家庭被破坏了。
So many families was broken.
我看见很多年轻人从小就有很多的怨恨。
So many young people, even they're young, they have a lot of complaint.
因为他的家庭
because they were raised from a very bitter family.
所以罪的本身会紧紧的抓住我们。
So the essence of sin can hold tight upon you.
有些事情我们做错了，我们好像没有办法挽回的。
So many times we make a mistake, and apparently it was no way to recover.
最大的破坏是我们跟上帝的关系。
The biggest problem, the biggest devastation, is our relationship with our heavenly Father.
最近我听一个电台的节目。
So recently I heard a program from a TV,
它有一种 某种哲学思想性的节目。
So it is a little bit philosophical in nature.
讲到心，讲到身，身体，讲到老，老，这个人的老的分别。
And they talk about our heart, our physical body, and our brain.
他们分析老跟心是不同的。
And they make distinction between brain and your heart.
讲了一个多两个小时。
And they spent more than one and even up to two hours.
我一起坐在听。
I was listening attentively.
我觉得按照他们自己所讲出来的话。
So I have a feeling that if you really take what they say according to what they had spoken,
他们应该是相信有上帝的。
So it's, they should believe the existence of God.
按照他们这样讲的话，他不可能不相信上帝的。
So according to their philosophy, it's not impossible for them to deny the existence of God.
当然我也不知道他们有没有信仰的情况，他们也没有。
But of course, I do not know their faith condition.
不过呢，我听他们的那种口气啊，你知道基督徒有基督徒的话语的。
So, but from their, the way of their utterance,
大概他们都没有信主。
And I have a strong feeling that they will not believe us.
人的心就是这样来远离上帝。
So it's our sinful nature that our heart is always alienate from God.
不过呢，这里讲，他赦免我们一切的罪。
But the Bible says it's a grace because our God forgive our sins.
这表示什么呢？
So what does it really mean?
赦免
forgiveness
其实是表达一种善意。
Is a well wish.
过去了，其他都过去了。
Everything is passed away.
我们重新再来。
So we start new.
我不再纪念你们的亏欠。
And I remember not all your iniquities.
我赦免了你们的罪。
I forgive and remit your sin.
你们可以重新再来，来归向我。
You can become a new person and come to me again.
这是父亲的善意。
So this is a good will of our heavenly Father.
我读那个浪子回头的故事的时候，特别看到这一点。
So when I read the story of the prodigal son, I sense this important point.
你会发觉那个父亲一下子做了好多件事情。
So you know that when the prodigal son returned to his presence, the father in such a short moment did a lot.
他跑去，他主动跑去。
First of all, the father ran as an old man and then embraced his son.
连连与他亲嘴。
And then willing to kiss this dirty son.
然后给上好的袍子给他穿上。
And then give the choice robe and
又给那个戒指给他穿上戴
上。And then put in his finger
给他穿上鞋子。
And then give the shoes for them to wear. And even slaughter and calf in order to have a great feast to enjoy. What does it all this mean?
这是一种表达。
It's an expression.
很强烈的表达。
It's a very emphatic expression.
我赦免你。
I have forgiven your sin.
是不是啊？为什么要这样？
Why his father
has to
do this? This is grace.
这是我希望这个诗人就是想透过这样来帮助自己来明白天父的心。
So I believe that this psalmist, and by speaking to himself, want to get this message and imprint it in his own heart.
还有他医治你一切的疾病。
And then, who is God? Heals all your diseases, verse 3.
大家都知道疾病是什么。
So, every one of us know what a sickness means.
我想从来没有人没有病过的吧。
And any one of you have never been sick before?
不过今天你能够坐在这里。
But the reason that you can sit here peacefully,
我相信大家都经历过一次又一次的医治。
And I believe that you have experienced once and again the healing of the disease.
这是诗人的一个感觉。
So this is an emotional expression of the psalmist.
我不晓得大家有没有想过一件事情。
So I wonder whether you have thought about this before.
为什么上帝做我们的身体是会病的呢？
Why Jesus, the Lord, make this body vulnerable, or liable to disease?
有没有想过？
Have you thought about this question?
假如身体不会病了多好啊！
So just imagine if this body can never be sick, would it be better off?
有病的是不是真的好像不完全啊？
So sickness, the indicates some incompleteness.
那当然，我们讲到疾病的时候，有很多很多的原因，不一定是上帝创造的哈。
So there are many many reasons that we are sick.But not all of them are coming from our Lord.
尤其是今天很多的病毒啊，你是真的想没有办法知道是它的来源的。
And today there's many many viruses. You do not know where those things come from.
不过无论怎么样，
but no matter how,
是存在在这个世界上。
Sickness exists and is a reality.
而上帝就借着疾病来。帮助我们来认识他。
And many times, God, through His amazing grace, through the sickness, to lead us to understand Him.
把一些我们认为不好的东西。
So any things that you deem as no good,
是让我们来更深的认识他。
But through the hand of God, it becomes a means through which we recognize and understand our Heavenly Father.
我个人觉得疾病有两个很好的地方。
So,I can see there are two goodness coming from diseases.
啊，我们都是应该这样来看事情的。
So this is the view we should look at.
所有不好的东西。
All the bad things in your mind.
一定有一些好东西。
There must be some goods.
尤其是你把你的信仰加上去的时候。
As long as you put your faith in it, and you will discover some goodness out of this bad things.
疾病有什么好？
Disease is no good.
这里说他医治我一切的疾病。
But the thing is, when God heals your disease and you experience His healing,
就是在我最疼痛、在没有盼望的时候，神在我生命中做了很奇妙的工作。
Then you will detect that God has done a very miraculous things in my life.
我灵性最好的时候。
So when I my spirituality is high.
我与上帝的关系最亲密的时候。
So when I have a very close relationship with our Heavenly Father.
是有一天，有一个那个我去看医生的时候。
So it happened when one day in the past I went to see the doctor.
还不够二十岁。
And at that time I was younger than 20 years old.
然后那个。不是医生跟我说的，是牧师跟我说的。
So it's not a doctor who told me, but the a pastor told me this.
他说你的肺有问题。
And he said you have some serious issue with your lung.
几十年前那个肺病是很严重的。
So in those years, and disease of the lung, maybe TB, is a very serious matter.
然后呢，我就从听到这句话之后呢。我就一直哭，在路上一直哭，哭到回家，不晓得哭了多久。
And after this pastor told me, my heart sank, and I cried and wept as I on my way home.
在那个时候，我感觉到上帝的看顾是最多。
So at that moment, it's the moment that I feel God's caretaking of me.
就好像那个黑夜，所有的最黑暗的时候。数算天上的星星是最明显的。
So very much like in a very dark night, and counting the bright star on the sky is very apparent.
有没有觉得病确实有这种功能，让我们的心沉下来，安静下来，我们更清楚地看见上帝。
So do you have this kind of experience? Disease will cause you to be still, and so that we can be quiet.And think about the spiritual things.
所以当诗人说他医治我一切的疾病的时候，他一定会想起在每一次的病中的时候，上帝怎么来看顾他、保守他。
So you can imagine when the psalmist wrote, "God heals all his diseases." His mind must go back to many many past experiences when God healed him.
那病还有另外一个意思。
So there's another goodness that.Can come out of the disease.
这个意思呢，假如你没有信仰的话，你绝对不会明白。
So this is very significant. If you don't have the faith, you will never understand.
每个人总有一次。
And everyone at least occurred this to you once.
那个病会把他带到天父的面前。
So the sickness may bring forth a person into the presence of the Heavenly Father.
那你觉得好不好？
Do you think this is a good thing?
可能你不认为很好。
So maybe you think it's so-so.
但很多人认为这是好的。
But many people think this is a good thing.
最怕一件事情就死不去。
So the most horrible thing
你要死也死不去。
is you want to die, but you could not.
那是很可怜哦。
Those are very miserable moments.
所以疾病就好像一个上帝派来的使者。
So a disease very much like an angel sent by God.
他帮助你带领你回到上帝的面
前。 And he guides you to the throne of our Heavenly Father.
我希望大家明白这个意思。
So I wish that you understand what I really try to say. I have this kind of conviction.
每个人都要离开世界的。
And every night, every day, every person will one day leave this earth.
我很相信当我要离开世界的时候，上帝会带着牵着我的手一直走到他的。
It's my conviction. I believe that one day I have to leave this world and God will hold my hand and go through the tunnel and go to his plainness.
有一个小故事常常提醒我的。
So this is a very cute story that remind me.
就想一个小女孩。
And it talk about a very young girl.
每个晚上。
And every night.
她要上楼上去睡觉的时候，她都不听话，都不想上去的。
So every night when her parents want her to go upstairs to sleep, and she always refused.
都不情愿要上去楼。
So she was so unwilling to listen to her parents.
后来这个爸爸妈妈觉得为什么会这样呢？
So his parents wonder why.
后来他明白了。
And later on, the parents understood.
他知道这个女儿因为害怕。
Because this young girl was afraid of darkness.
并不是她顽皮。
It's not because she is naughty. Because she afraid of something.
所以
afraid of something.
有一次他就不叫他上去。
And then one day the parent doesn't order her to go upstairs.
还是牵着他的手 一步一步带他上去。
But rather hold her hand and then step by step and lead her up to her bedroom.
抱着他在床上。
And then hold the little girl in the parents' bosom,
给他讲故事，给他唱歌。
Read the Bible story to him, and then put her to sleep.
小女孩就睡着。
And then gradually, this little girl fallen into sleep.
我想起一句圣经。
And then this story bring me to my memory.
耶和华神看圣民之死，就是他的百姓之死，极为宝贵。
And also in the Psalms, precious is the death of the saint in the sight of the Lord.
这是一个他的态度。
So this is how God will view death.
我所以下一句有一个这样的有一句这样的话。
So the next verse and is very precious.
就是第四节。
That is verse 4.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
So, who, that's God, redeems your life from the pit.
这个是旧约的诗篇。
Now, this is a psalm from the Old Testament.
却把新约的一个救恩的那个道理讲出来了。
And yet, it expressed the redemption which you emphasize in the New Testament.
这里他说用救赎，他救赎你的命脱离死亡。
And it says, He, God, redeems your life from the pit.From the death.
那个意思是说，不是说我们不用死去。
And it doesn't mean that we are not going to die.
不用死去不一定是好事。
So if you live forever without dying, it may not be
good for you. 你发觉你所有的朋友都离开了，只有你一个人，这是多可怜啊。
So just imagine, all your friends have gone, and only you are the only one live on this earth. Is it
这里说是救赎。
But here it says redemption.
他付出了代价。
That is, God paid the ultimate price.
那赐给我们一个永恒的生命。
And as a result, He gives us an eternal life.
这是个非常重要的一个恩典啊。
So this is very important grace that God ever gave it to mankind.
所以死亡对于每一个基督徒来说，他应该有另外一种眼光。
So therefore, we must have a different perspective when we facing death.
在父亲的爱中
，So in the love of our heavenly Father.
死亡当然他有他跟地上的人有不舍的那种情感。
So death, obviously, and give you a feeling of unwilling to part of from your loved ones.
但是上帝对一个人的死亡却已经有个很大的恩典。
But again, in the sight of God, death means a bigger grace.
就是告诉我们。
That is, he told us.
我们已蒙救赎。
That means you have been redeemed.
死亡是归家而已。
So death is what? Is to going home.
是回到父亲的家
中。Going to the house of our heavenly Father.
所以呢，保罗就能够这样说了。
So therefore, Apostle Paul said this.
他说：“我死去是好的无比的。”
So it's far from better things if I die.
我留在世界上。
But if God want me to remain on this earth,
只不过是因为我有很多人生的任务需要我完成。
Because God have a lot of duty want me to fulfill.
但是我去回到父上帝面前是好的。
But depart from this earth is the best thing that I would experience.
所以他也能够这样说。
Therefore, he could confidently say this.
或生或死
，whether it's a life or death,
我都是主的人。
I am belong to the Lord.
哇，多么的坦然啊！
So what a honest and frank expression.
这是父亲，天上的父亲所为我们的安排。
So this is the wonderful arrangement made by our heavenly Father.
刚才讲的三件事情都是人感觉都不好的。
So we just mentioned about three things already, and those three things are deemed a bad thing from the human point of view.Sin is no good.
疾病是不好的。
Disease is no good.
死亡是不好的。
And therefore, death is no good.
但在上帝的恩典之中。
But within the realm of God's grace,
那我们再不再被他们所辖制了。
And we are no longer constrained by these bad things.
这是种恩典。
So this is the grace.
是，这是为什么我们在任何的环境中都能够有能够跳跃、能够称颂的原因。
So this is why.In all circumstances, we can transcend all these bad environments and become to be joyfully praise our God.
我希望大家回家，我就说在你的信仰的生活中，常常思想这三方面。
So in your faith life, I want you to always ponder upon these three things.
我不敢期盼我短短的这段时间能够帮助大家完全明白其中的恩典。
I don't believe.Myself, that using this half hour or so can cause you to fully understand these three important doctrines.
我不敢这样要求。
And I don't even expect.
我但是这里面的意思，诗人所领受的这种恩典，确实值得我们好好去思考。
But I just want to convey the grace that the psalmist personally experienced, so that you too can experience the same grace.
第四方面。
And the fourth point.
这里讲到第五节。
So it's recorded in verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以使你与你如鹰返老还童。
Who, that's God, satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's.
这是父亲对他的儿女的一个态度。
So this is the attitude of a heavenly father toward his children.
一个好的父亲通常不会忽略，不会说服他的孩子的愿望的。
So a good father usually will not ignore the aspiration and wish and hope of the children.
总是想把最好的来给他的孩子。
So it's the father's desire to give the best to the children.
我不晓得你们的信仰的经验怎么样。
So I do not know your spiritual experience.
有时候有些事情呢，我也不敢讲太多。
So some of the things I cannot speak, overspeak it.
原因是什么呢？
So what's the reason?
我发觉上帝他恩典在我的身上确实很多很多。
So I knew that the grace that God has given me is countless and very apparent.
但是我也不能够否认在我们的弟兄姐妹当中。
So but I cannot also deny that among our brothers and sisters,
也好像不是这样的一种情况啊。
So they may not experience the same thing as I did.
这是我不敢把我的见证完全讲出来的个原因。
So I dare not to impose my spiritual experience upon you.
不过这句话我确实是这样领受的。
So but this verse is how I perceive.
他用美物使我所愿的得以自足。
And he used a good things and to fulfill my wish, my desire.
我觉得这是应该是很合理的事情。
So I see this a very reasonable thing.
基督徒在主里面蒙恩确实是很合理的事情。
So a Christian receive grace from God is a reasonable thing.
我们也值得我们好好思想去追求的。
So we ought to think about that and also pursue after that.
因为这是一个应许。
Because this is a promise from God.
他也没有必要不把好东西给我们。
So because our Heavenly Father is not necessary to keep to himself all the good things without giving to us.
所以我们应该为一切的美物来感恩。
So therefore, we have to offer our thanksgiving for all the goodness that God gave to us.And use it as a testimony to unbelievers.
我们离开上帝的时候，我们犯罪的时候，我们走在上帝的恩典以外的时候，我们有种种的情况会出现。
But in reality, sometimes we walk beyond the realm of God's grace and feel very far away from Him, and everything will happen to us.
但当我们活在上帝的旨意中的时候
，But as long as we live within the parameters of God's grace,
确实有很多美物让我们可以数算。
You will realize that there's so many good things that we can count.
当然，就再说所谓美物跟我们的思想、跟我们的信仰、跟我们对上帝的信任都很有关系的。
So whether the thing is a good or bad is really related to our faith and our spirituality.
我个人确实对我上帝真的很恩待我。
And I myself feel that God has shown his grace richly to me.
最近的事情就好。
So let me tell you something that happened recently.
我有一天我跟我儿子说，我们隔壁的房子要卖，你们要不要买下来？
So one day I talked to my son, I'm going to sell the house next, just right next door to me. Do you want to buy it?
那时候他还没有结婚。
At that moment, he was a single man.
筹备婚礼的时候。
And was in the process of preparing his wedding.
他本来的这个读书的时候呢，他的是要越飞越远越好的那一种。
So when he was a college student, his wish is far away from the father.
我们住在东岸，他就要到加州读书的。
So if he live in the East Coast and my son want to go to West Coast.
加州的人也想来纽约读书的。
And then the Californian.And if their family is there and want to come to the East Coast,
年轻人都是想越来越远离父母越好的。
So all the young people have the tendency to keep away from their parents.
那天我们跟他讲的时候
，So but at this moment I talked to him.
他也当然也跟他的未婚妻来讨论了。
So I believe he had some discussion with his fiancee at that moment.
他们两个都说好。
And both said, "Ah, good. Living next door to my father. That is really to my expectation."
So 现在就住在我们隔壁了。
So my son just lived right next door to me.
我们是 semi attached 一个房子，一个两个不同的进口。
So we have a house with a common wall and a different entrance.
然后他结婚一年，就给我们一个孙子来抱了。
So one year after the marriage, and I enjoy a grandchild.
所以我们天天都可以看到我们的孙子。
So every day I can see my grandchild.
哎呀，他很多很多的上帝的恩。
So I can see there's a lot of God's grace.
他叫我们所愿的得以自足。
So it is our Father's wish that our desire can be fulfilled.
这个愿望不单单是一种生活上的。
So this desire is more than just a physical goodness.
有时候是我们对工作在人生的责任上的。
So some of them are related to our responsibility to our life and to our work.
这几十年差不多，我可以这样说，那些重大的事情，我心里面所希望的、所愿意来做的，上帝都一一的成就。
So in the past decades, I can testify to you that all the important decisions, all the important things that I wish to do, and God fulfilled my wish.
这是大家都看得到的。
So and it's obvious to many people.
我记得我年轻的时候，我就曾经立志来派一万张单张。
So when I was young, I have a desire to distribute 10,000 gospel tracts.
每一年
per year.
结果了，我其实我实行了一段短短时间，我就停下来没有做了。
So I practiced for a very short time, and then I stopped doing it.
不过这确实是我心里面的一个很真实的愿望。
But nevertheless, this is my real desire to do.
只是我的面皮太薄，没有做好而已。
Because my skin is too thick, I just feel embarrassed to give.
因为每次派单张给人的时候，就很怕被拒绝。
So every time when I gave a person a gospel tract, I really frightened that what happened if he rejected.
是被拒绝太多了，就没办法就停下来了。
If I get rejected too frequently, I don't have any courage anymore.
所以这个愿望没有成就的，其实。
So therefore, my desire has never fulfilled. That desire has never fulfilled.
几十年之后了，我发觉了，上帝确实是记住我这个愿望。
But for these decades, I know for sure that God remembered my desire.
我不单单每年派一万张单张。
So now, not is more than 10,000 Bible tracts that are distributed.
现在脚上每一个月都派四十几万份号角大单张派给出去。
Then our organization every year will distribute 400,000 Bible tracts.
差不多每一个计划、每一个愿望，上帝都在
成就。So as I look back, all the things that I want to do for God, and was fulfilled.
那是人生最大的喜乐。
This is the biggest joy.One can enjoy in their life.
没有徒劳，没有徒然的来努力。
Knowing that your labor is not in vain.
这是我的经验。
This is my experience I share to you.
也是诗人的经验。
And also the experiences of the psalmist.
他用美物使我所愿的得以知足。
God satisfy me with the good as long as I live.
再下去。
And then let's continue.
的第六节。
Verse 6.
耶和华施行公义。为一切受屈的人伸冤。
The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed.
什么叫受屈呢？
So what does it mean by treated
受屈就是被欺负。被欺负。
So treated unjustifiably means you are oppressed.
我不晓得大家有没有试过被欺负。
So have this experience that you are unfairly treated?
你知道，不单单小朋友会被欺负的。
You know, not only the little kids will be bullied upon.
成年人也会被欺负。
So even an adult can be treated unfairly.
我们在工作的场所有时候是被欺负。
So for sure that in our workplace we are treated unfairly.
在朋友之间，在人与人之间。
And then human relationships and your friends among your friends.We see this very often.
你知道有些人呢，很懂得被欺负的时候，能够为自己来争辩的。
So many people have the ability to vindicate himself, to argue for himself.
有些人可以为自己的权益来争取的。
And sometimes they struggle for their own benefits.
有些人不懂的。
But some people do not have this kind of skill.
不知道怎么来应付的。
They don't know how to treat.Deal with this situation.
所以这里有一个字是非常重要。
But here, the Bible says.
我觉得很感恩的。
So it's worth our offering of our thanksgiving.
这里说为一切受屈的人伸冤。
That is, God will work justice for all who are oppressed.
这个一切就很重要了。
So the word all,
包括没有能力来 来为自己伸冤
including those who has no ability, no skill to vindicate themselves.
人与人之间充满了这种的
So among all the human relationship, we see this all the time.
有时候真的不晓得怎么来面对
So many times we do not know how to deal with it.
我现在比较好一点，年纪大比较好一点。刚刚出来工作的时候，常常受到很多很多的不应该听到、不应该听到的。
So, I think I'm a little bit better than before. But when I first come to the ministry, I always heard something that I ought not to hear.
那时候，你要申辩也不是，不申辩也不是。
So we are in the, I'm in a dilemma that if I vindicate for myself.It doesn't do any good. If I don't, and it's still no good either.
那我采取这个态度就是不管。
So, and then I took the attitude that I just ignore them.
好好的工作。
And just focus on my ministry.
我的立志就是都不要紧。
So, I make a decision that I do not want to argue about this.
最重要是上帝的祝福。
The most important thing is the blessing from our Lord Jesus.
他的祝福就是一个伸冤。
So God's blessing is a vindication.
旧约的约诗同样的经验。
So in the Old Testament, the famous story of Joseph, and he experienced this unjustifiable treatment.
他爸爸给他件彩衣，记得吗？
So do you remember his father gave him a colorful robe?
但是呢，他的兄弟却把这个彩衣变成了血衣。
And then his brother turned this colorful robe into a bloody robe.
后来要他要穿上囚衣囚犯的衣服。
And then later on he wear the prisoner's robe.
他没有为自己申辩。
And he never argue for himself.
然后到最后。
And then finally,
他为一切受屈的人伸冤。
And then our God.And do justice for those who are oppressed.
那个伸冤不是要惩罚他的兄弟。
And then God punished them.
我们不要以为神为你伸冤，他一定惩罚你。
Oh, we do not think that God's vindication means to punish their brothers.
他的伸冤是让约瑟的囚衣变成一个尊贵的宰相的衣。
And it's God's will to turn this colorful robe into the robe of a prime minister.
最伤痛的时候就是我本来已经不是那么干净的衣服了却被人变成黑衣
So the most horrible experience my, you know, my shirt is not always very clean but people consider as a very dirty filthy shirt
但是父亲保护他的儿女
But our Heavenly Father protects his child
他为一切受屈的人伸冤
And he did justice for those who are oppressed.
还有第七节。
And then let's move to verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的发旨，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel.
一般的父亲都会叫孩子发旨，怎么应该做，什么事情不应该做。
So the father always give the children a prescriptive order. You ought to do this. You ought not to do that.
但是你知道吗？发旨本身是好的。
So the law, the prescription,
但这个
just in itself is good.
每一个发旨都会做成一种压力。
But every rule, every regulation will impose the pressure on you.
因为这个经验。
Do you have this kind of experience?
我不晓得你们听到的感觉怎么样。
So, as a listener of the sermon, what do you feel?
每一次听到，其实，有时候当然会有些的鼓励，有些帮助。
So, when you listen to sermon, yeah, of course, many times you get encouragement.
但是当圣经里面讲到有一些发旨，我应该做的，我不应该做的时候，其实在我们的心里面会产生了有很多的内疚，很多的压力。
So the trouble is every time when the Bible talk about prescriptions, talk about the regulations, you ought to do this, do that, then causing us a struggle in our heart.
不要讲圣经，其他的生活上的法旨也是一样。
So never mind the Bible. Even in our daily life, we have certain rules that prevent us from doing this and that.
比方说我们要孝顺父母。
For example, you ought to honor your parents.
父亲节我们要孝顺父亲。
So, especially in the Father's Day, you have to honor your father.
这应该的。
So, this is, you ought to do this.
我不晓得我们当中年轻人今天要什么计划，要让你的父亲快乐一点。
So, I don't know your plans, whether you, try to please your father today.
但是我自己想到孝顺父母了，我就常常有个亏欠感觉。
So every time when I think about this commandment, honor your parent, I always have some, I always conscience stricken.
我二十几岁，还不到三十岁，我就离开妈妈啊！我当时只有妈妈，我的爸爸早就离开世界。
So when I was early twenties.I'd left my mother, and as a matter of fact, my father had died long ago when I was very young.
我来了美国，其实我很亏欠的。当我来美国，我要决定来美国的时候，我其实没有好好来跟他讨论的。
So, at the moment when I decided to come to the United States, I never had a very serious conversation and discussion with my mother.
不过他就是让我来了。
But my mother just let me go.
好了，过了几年之后
，So few years afterwards，
再回去了。
And then I went back to Hong Kong.
名义上是回去探访她。
So in name, I just want to see my mother.
好像很好，我回去看我的妈妈了。
So it sounds good. Oh, I go back and to see my mother.
结果呢，我每次回去，我看我的朋友的时间比妈妈多很多。
So every time when I go back to Hong Kong, I spend more time with my friend.Then I did with my mother. Do you have this kind of experience, young people?
很亏欠的。
So this is a very, I feel sorry for that.
到很多年之后，我才想起这种亏欠。
So many, many years later, when I think back on the situation, I feel I have a guilt feeling.
所以一种发指应该做的事，有时候就让我们的良心，我们里面有一种压力。
So a rule, a regulation.And actually, will give us some pressure.
不，我真是很感激我的妈妈。
But really, I really thankful to my mother.
她从来没有埋怨。
He never complained.
每次回去。
Every time when I go back to Hong Kong, and I was an adult,
三四十岁了
maybe 30 to 40 years old.
她常常问我一句话。
And she always asked me,
你有没有钱用啊？
And do you have enough money to spend?
因为在当时，他最能够帮我的就是给我钱。
So at that moment, because the only thing she can help me is money.
他最能够表达对我的关心的，就是用这个看得见的东西。
Only way is the visible expression of giving me money.
这种给我其实是很大的安慰。
So actually, and what she said to me gave me tremendous comfort.
就是她的包容。
That is her forbearance, her love kindness.
所以当讲完第七节之后
，So after verse seven,
他使摩西知道他的发指，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。下面，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
So verse seven says he made known his way to Moses and act to the people of Israel.But right after this, it's very important, pay attention. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
这里就一连串的好像很多的应许，很多的提醒，不要紧，不要紧，做不到不要紧，我有丰盛的慈爱。
So it also said he will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. That means even though you're not able to followAnd every rules that I give it to you, but I have grace.
你经历就好了。
All you have to do is to experience my forbearance.
我觉得在我们信仰上应该有这种观念。
So in our faith, we ought to have this kind of concept.
我们的上帝不是个暴君。
So our Heavenly Father is not a tyrant.
你守不住他就惩罚你，不是。
So he just give you a law if you cannot keep it, and then punish you.
我们受惩罚常常是因为我们自己做错了。
So many times we are punished because we fall short of what we ought to do, and simply because we depart from the Lord.
所以当这里讲到发直，想到上帝的作为的时候，后面就是恩典怜悯。
So they start out with the ways, the acts of God, and then follow with mercy and grace.
所以弟兄姐妹想到这些的时候，
So when you think about the loving kindness of our God,
我们心里面应该踊跃称颂，
Then you ought to have the strong feeling that give praise to God in return. Lastly,
这里讲到第十节，
And we focus on verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
God does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
这里讲到报应，
and they talk about repayment.
前面发直就是说我们那些没有做得到的东西，我们不够力量来做的事情，成为我的压力。
So early on, it talked about the ways, the rules, is the thing that we are unable to observe.
但报应
become our pressure.
报应
But what about repayment?
报应就是说我做过分了，我不应该做的，我做了这一种。
So that means that you exceed the bound of the boundary. You something you ought not to do.But you actually do it.
我不应该犯的，我犯错了。
And I ought not commit this sin, but I did.
我应该有报应的。
So it is true that I ought to receive the repayment.
但是这里说没有。
The Bible says no.
我过分了，我应该受责备的。
So I exceed the boundary. I ought to be punished, but God did not do it.
我这里提到两次没有。
So we'll talk about the two negatives.
没有，就说他没有按我们的罪过待我们。
And he said it does not deal with us according to our sin.
他没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
And nor, that means not, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
大家有没有想到这个意义在哪里？
So do you think about the significance of this?
好像那个浪子啊，回头的时候。
And just like the prodigal son, when he returned home,
他自己的判断,
and according to his own judgment,
他认为,
and he thought,
我不配做, 我的父亲的儿子,
and according to his thinking, he's not worthy to be called a son of his father.
我只配做一个故宫,
I just worthy if God, if the father allow me,
那个时候他可以,
to be the servant of him.
可以想象很多东西的。
So then you can,extend your imagination to different many areas.
他可以这样想。
So he could think in this way.
我现在要回家了。
I'm return home.
好，他可能会这样想。
And maybe this
我回家。
He could have imagined this way.
我要应该怎么跟我的爸爸讲呢？
So what I'm going to say to my father?
我回到那边，他可能会责备我啊。
So when I go home, my father may rebuke me.
很多父母都是这样了。
So many parents did that.
我都警告过你的啦。
So did I warn you not to go?
我跟你讲了一千次了。
So I told you 1,000 times.
我叫你不要这样做啊。
I tell you not to leave home. And do you remember?
是不是啊？
Yeah.
他可能会想，他的爸爸就是这样责备他的。
So he may have thought that his father may say such things.
他也预算了这种责备了。
And then this all rebukement is within his calculation.
这个有没有啊？
But in the end.
没有责备。
Does it happen?
No. 是不是啊？你看就看到了。
Yeah, no rebuke.
他可能想，我要做十年才可以偿还上这个父亲给我的那种财富。
Or maybe he thought that I have to work hard for 10 years in order to pay back the money that my father gave it to me that I waste.
来赎回我的亏欠。
In order to redeem my the iniquities.
但是父亲也没有要求。
But father did not.Put such demand on him.
哎，我真的巴不得我能够讲清楚这个意思。
So I just really urgently want me to convey the concept.
我们不要想太多。
So we don't have to think about too many things.
神会怎么做？神会怎么做
？And then God will do this or will do that.
有时候也许不是我们自己来想。
So many times it's not we to think about.
可能是魔鬼提醒我们。
Or maybe the devil just
你要这样想，你要这样想，你要这样想。
You have to think this way and that way.
但是没有。
But actually, our father didn't do that way.
他没有按照我们的罪过来对我们。
And he did not deal with us according to our sins.
他没有报应我们。
Nor repay us according to our iniquities.
我们天父的心肠。
So this is the bowel of our heavenly Father.
讲了七点了，是不是？
So we have mentioned about seven important points.
父亲的心意。
And the will of the Father.
诗人一点一点的列出来。
And then point by point, the psalmist and express clearly to us.
我希望我能够讲得清楚一点。
And I wish that I.Make clear to you.
不过大家回去好好看这段圣经。
But I urge you to go home and then
直到
read and reread this Bible until
你能够心里面称谢踊跃起来。
You can digest the meaning and become a praiser.
真的像一个蒙恩的儿女。
And just like a children and redeemed by grace.
称颂耶和华。
Praise our God.
我也在学
，and I'm learning too.
表达称颂
，so praise and
我们的天
honor him, our heavenly Father.
这样来爱顾
，because he loved us in this manner.
赦免一切的罪
，so he forgive all our sins.
医治我们一切的罪
，and then heal all our diseases.
救赎我的命脱离
，and then to redeem our life from the pit.
用美物使我所愿
，and satisfy us with the good as long as we live.
他的法旨我应该做，我没
有做到。And then his regulation I ought to do, but I failed to do that.
他包容我
，but he forbear.
我不应该做的，我做了。
Many times I ought not do, but in fact I did it.
他没有按照我应该
报应
的报应。
And he did not punish me according to what I deserve.
我们希望大家能够建立这种信仰。
So it's my prayer for hope that you can establish in your heart this kind of faith.Because our heavenly Father is a Father,
这是非常重要的事。
This is very important.
你不明白这个信仰的话
，If you fail to understand this concept,
这个信仰有时会成为很大的压力。
Then your faith may become a pressure.
很大的不自由
，and cause you to be not free.
心里面很大很大的内疚感
，and then you have a guilt feeling in your heart.
这些都不必要。
And these are very unnecessary.
我们剃头。
And let us bow as we pray.
亲爱的主，我们相信。
And Heavenly Father.
父亲怎么样怜恤他的儿女
？And we believe that how the Father had compassion for the children.
我们的神也照样怜恤那些敬畏。
And our Lord, in the same way, has compassion for those who fear Him.
所以主啊，我们只求一件事情。
So therefore, we come to plead from you.
在我们的信仰的过程中
，in our process of sanctification.
主啊，你保守我们那个敬畏你的心。
Keep us having the attitude of fearing our Lord.
做一个顺命的儿女。
And become an obedient child of children.
让我们能够领受你各样的恩典
，so that we are able to receive all kinds of blessing from you.
也活在恩典之中
，and then we live out your blessing.
帮助我们更深的来明白诗篇一百零三篇
，and help us to have a more profound understanding of this song.
主啊，圣灵继续来光照我们。教导我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit continue to illuminate us and then guide us.
直到我们完全了解我们天父的心意。
Until we understand your will.
谁听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣
名。We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.